8:26 the time now. Earlier this summer, a march through the centre of Ipswich to celebrate the town's multicultural heritage was countered by a small group from the English Defence League. The EDL presence in the town and across the country has risen since the death of Lee Rigby in May. He was the soldier who was brutally attacked in Woolwich. This Sunday, anti-racism campaigners in Ipswich are hosting a gig at the Steamboat Tavern under the Love Music, Hate Racism banner. It's been organised by 16-year-old Lauren Boulitis, who says it's important young people take a stand against the far right.
We had a good turnout from everyone, and unfortunately there were quite a lot of EDL supporters. It was dramatic. It was something that I didn't think could happen in such a small town like we've got in Ipswich. And I was at the front of the march actually, and I had the megaphone, and it was loud, and we got into the centre of town and the EDL was shouting at us all, and it was really made me really angry actually. And so that was one of the reasons that we decided to do this gig, because, you know, a march, we could do marches, but a gig is something a bit more personal, a bit more something that everyone can get involved with.
Well, it also attracts a different audience.
Yeah, definitely. I know that a lot of people that sort of saw the march, I hate to say it, like younger people, I don't think many people got involved with that, but I think this is a great way for everyone in our generation to get involved and make a stand.
I'm George Edwards.
And I'm Sam Washington.
We formed out of a project, which is a solo project for me, as acoustic, and I was doing gigs, and I met my best friend Sam here, who plays the drums, and we formed a band, and it became very natural how I decided to do more busking one time, and then we started getting hired for gigs, and it just became, you know, okay, should we do this as an actual duo, a professional duo? The moment we were told about an anti-racism gig, I just thought, yeah, we've got to do that, because in the band we work, in the lyrics I write for that are very political, and we wear what we believe very clearly on our sleeves, if you will. I mean, we're definitely supporters of anti-racism, you know, we support feminism, etc. So this is just a natural move to do an anti-racism gig.
Yeah, I think it's something that, like, it's always like the thought of it challenges my brain to kind of understand why people still have the views they do. And I think you were saying something earlier about how I can't,
it's almost masked nowadays, I think, racism. It's become so casual in, you know, the media, what you see on TV and the magazines, that people almost accept it. And, you know, people say it's gotten better in a way. I think it has, personally, because it's just become so casual, it's just kind of accepted as a, you know, like it's a thing that happens, and it shouldn't be a thing that happens at the end of the day.
Hello, we're Marmalade Group. I saw the gig and heard about it from a lot of my friends that are playing in bands that are playing there, and I thought it was a really nice cause to do the gig for, and the lineup is really good, so we thought it'd be a really nice thing to actually be a part of.
Tell me about your politics. Do you think of yourselves as being political? Do you have politics?
We all, like, have a very strong moral compass, and when it comes to matters like racism, I think we're all pretty much, you know, very much anti-racism. We want to, like, it's not just doing a gig in this case. Like, you can get a gig any week you want, whereas doing it something as, like, such a good cause as this is just, like, a massive bonus. And it's really something we'd like to stand for.
Do you think that there is racism across Ipswich? Do you see it? Do you experience it? Do you feel your friends experiencing it?
There's always a hint of it everywhere you go, sadly. Yeah. But there's been quite a lot of it in Ipswich because of, I don't really know why the reasons, it's probably personal reasons, but everyone will either know someone or has been an experience of racism somewhere in or around Ipswich. It's the worst thing is when you see someone to be proud of being racist.
You know, you're allowed to have your own opinion, but once you start spreading it across hatred, it just starts to offend people, and people are well within their rights to respond to it.
Chance there of the Ipswich English Defence League supporters from July, and you also heard the views there of Liam and Chris from Marmalade Groove, one of the bands on the bill for the Love Music Hate Racism gig, which is on this Sunday at the Steamboat Tavern in Ipswich from 3:00.
Travel news.